Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Amen. We give God praise and glory and honor. Amen. For you on tonight. Those that are watching or maybe listening through Nassau, that are in the Nassau, Bahamas, amen. We thank God for you on tonight as well. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we will rejoice. We shall rejoice. We're already rejoicing. And we are glad in it. Amen. Amen. Last week, we were talking from the subject on last week, hanging out. Hanging out. That's what we was preaching from on last Thursday night. Amen. And in the midst of preaching and teaching from that subject, amen, a theme popped into my spirit. I believe it was, amen, the Holy Ghost popping, amen, the title, This Man. And some of you that tuned in last week, you remember, amen, I was preaching and went into This Man. And while preaching, I said, well, that might be the next sermon, amen. Well, tonight we're going to deal with that subject on tonight, amen, This Man. Amen. We thank God for my precious wife, amen, and four of my children that are here, amen. My oldest, she's at work, amen. She's a, amen, working young lady, amen, so she's at work tonight. And we thank God for Sister Asia being here with us, as always, so faithful, amen. Thank God for her, amen, doing our YouTube channel, amen. And we're just here, and we are enjoying Jesus, and we are feeling mighty happy, amen. So let's go to St. Mark. The Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter, amen, St. Mark, the fourth chapter, verse, we're going to take our subject from verse number 41, amen, verse number 41, St. Mark, the Gospel, according to Mark, amen, the fourth chapter, we want to take a look at verse number 41. Amen. If you got it, amen. Say amen if you got it. Amen. Amen. Some ain't got it. Amen. So I'm going to say, wait a minute. Amen. St. Mark, the fourth chapter, at verse 41. We're going to be sharing some news that we are anticipating on behalf of Bishop Omar Zachary, myself, and my wife and family, some things that we want to be doing in the near future with this ministry. Amen. With this ministry, there's some things, some direction that God has been dealing with us on, some things that we want to do with this ministry. And we're going to be soliciting, praying that God will touch several of your hearts and minds, that you would partner, amen, in with us. There's some things that we want to do. Amen. Definitely with working with Elder Oliver and Blog Talk, amen, there's some things we want to do. We want to make this better, make it broader, amen, and there's some just some different visions and things that God has been dealing with me concerning our family ministries, amen. We thank God for what God has allowed us to do, and truly, this is where ministry starts, at home. And I think we're going to pick that up as our motto. We was blessed with some hoodies, amen, on the other day. And the one on the hoodies, amen, our family ministry hoodies, that was the motto that was set for Bishop Omar Zachary Family Ministries, where ministry starts at home. Amen. I say where ministry starts at home. Amen. A lot of us are great. Amen. And I'm not mad at nobody, but a lot of us, we strive to be great, amen, on our jobs and on the workforce and in churches and wherever we go. But the place where you can be greatest, where you're going to have really the greatest impact, is at home. So, amen. Where ministry starts, at home. Amen. All right. Let's go ahead on and look here. Mark chapter 4, verse number 41. Amen. On the count of three, read it with me if you can. 1, 3. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. Amen. Let's read that one more time. Hopefully everybody got it by now. I see some of you, amen, that are tuning in. God bless you all tonight. Amen. Let's read that again, right where you are, in your living room, in your kitchen, amen, your dining room. Amen. Let's read that again on the count of three. Three. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. As you already know, I told you, amen, our subject is going to come from, look like that sea cloud that says, what manner of man is this? Amen. What manner of man is this? Amen. If you got a neighbor, just look real quickly at that neighbor and tell them, say, neighbor, tonight's topic is this man. This man. Amen. This man. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. As we come now to preach and teach your word, we ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, every heart shout, amen. Amen. Come on, say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we was dealing on last week about hanging out, as I stated, this theme jumped in my spirit while preaching, amen, hanging out. And when it jumped in, I think one of our ministers, Minister Tolbert, he responded, amen, while he was preaching, he responded, this man, amen. And have you ever been in a place where you had to do something to set yourself apart from the crowd? Yeah. Perhaps it was a company that you work for, and this company that you work for, you want to make a great impact. Maybe you was hired on as a temp or what have you, and you want to make a great impact. You want to make a great impression at this company. You want to show them how committed you were to the job. So you went what they call above and beyond. Years ago, before I started working at Gwinnett County, amen, I used to work for a company called Primerica. Primerica is a life insurance company. When I first started working there, quarterly or weekly or so, we would have like an award ceremony, and during this award ceremony, they would, for the month or for the quarter, there was a certain award that they would give out, amen, and this award was given to the person or people that they saw go above and beyond. Yeah, above and beyond. And how they rewarded us back then was, amen, sometimes it may be a little piece of change, but in most cases it was through time. They would give you time, maybe 30 minutes, an hour. Amen. If you had perfect attendance, they'd give you 4 hours and different things like that. Amen. And when I started working there, and, amen, I was trying to go above and beyond and trying to do everything and exceed everybody and perfect attendance and do all this. The good part, I worked up, amen, got awarded so much time that I didn't even really have to mess with much of my vacation, amen, until it was my family time to go away for the week. But whenever I needed a day here, amen, a half a day there, amen, because of me going above and beyond, I was able to use what was awarded to me because of, amen, me trying to be the man. Look at somebody say, the man, the man, the man. Amen. So maybe it was a person you was interested in. This person, amen, got your attention. You had your eyes on them. You had to Google eyes for them, and they, amen, didn't even have eyes for you. But because you was interested in this person, amen, you wanted them to see you were a little bit better than the rest. You wanted that young lady, amen. Maybe you wore a certain outfit to school, or wore a certain outfit to church, or amen, out, amen, to the movies, or what have you, because you wanted this person to pay attention to you. Perhaps you got your eyebrows done, young ladies. Perhaps you got your soul okay? Amen. Achieve it, you weave it. If you couldn't grow it, you sold it. Oh, yeah, y'all can't talk to me. Amen. If it wasn't natural, you went artificial because, amen, you wanted to prove or you wanted the attention of somebody else. You wanted somebody else to saw it, to see that you were not just, amen, the man, or you were the woman, you were, amen, often imitated but never duplicated. You wanted to show this person that there's nobody else like you. Look at somebody and say, this man. Possibly it was an athletic team, amen, and you want to, amen, impress the coach. Yeah, you wanted the coach to take notice of your talents and your dedication. So, amen, if the coach said run 2 laps, you would run 3. Yeah, if the coach said we got weight training for 15, 20, 30 an hour, you would do, you would get back early and you would leave late. You would be the first one there and you would be the last one to leave. All because you wanted to prove a point that you were the man or you were the one, you were the, amen, or if they would say H-N-I-T, the head Negro in charge. Yeah, you have a point to prove. You wanted to see. You wanted to stretch all the dollars. You didn't want to leave any chance of anyone picking someone else. So you went above and beyond the call of duty to prove who you were. So, yes, it could have been your talent. This can even happen in a lot of cases in the church. Sometimes even in the church, it could be a good or bad thing where you want to show you can be trusted with a certain position. Amen. And that could be good or bad. Sometimes you have folks in church that want to show out and want to do certain things so that their name can be called. I can't hear nobody here. Yeah, they will do certain things because they want you to put their name on the bulletin. You want them, they want you to announce what they've done. You want them to announce, amen, the gift that they've given. Yeah, you want them to, they want you to announce the amount of money that they sold into the ministry. Yeah, see, sometimes, Father God, when they call ulterior motive, they could seem like they're doing it for the right reason. They could seem like they're reaching for the right reason, but just as sure as Peace Street goes through Buckhead, just give it a little while, give it a time, give it a couple of years or so. There's another old song that I remember hearing when I was a young boy. It says, I see your true colors shining through. You can only play for so long. Oh, I wish I had the right to. You can only act for so long. Yeah, you can only perpetrate for so long. Your real colors, amen, your real feelings will eventually come out. Look at somebody say, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. It's going to come out one way or the other. Amen. So even in a church, sometimes good or bad, people will do things. Amen. People will do things because they want to be noticed. And most, if not all of us, can reflect on a time where we wanted to prove we were the right one. Look at somebody say, I'm the right one. You got the right one, baby. Yeah, one time or another, we all have been in situations where we wanted to prove and show who we were, so that we had arrived, so that we're doing better than someone else. Amen. So every now and then we got to even check our own self to make sure pride don't build up in us. And in spite of all of our worldly achievements, listen, beloved, in spite of all of your achievements, in spite of all of your accomplishments, yeah, there's only one person who has the distinguished title of this man. I don't care how much you've done, I don't care how much money you've got, I don't care how much preaching you can do, I don't care how much evangelizing you can do, there's really only one person that's worthy of the title, the distinguished gentleman himself, that sure that is worthy to be called this man. And I don't care how many awards or accolades, amen, humans can place on each other. We still will never amount to the title of this man. Just look at a neighbor and say, there's something about this man. Come on, you got somebody else on me now. Just put your word with me. Say, there's something about this man. Something about this man. Let's look here at verse 35. There's only about six verses this text. Amen. Let's look at verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Now, it's very important that we highlight that. It's very important that we take notice. Y'all don't mind if I teach, right? It's been said that I only want to preach, so y'all don't mind if I teach a little bit. Y'all don't mind if I, amen, I try to teach in the last days, but I can't help but preach, but it should be hard to be pastor 12 years and don't teach. Lord, help me here. Lord, help me. You can't let what folks say about you. You just don't let it be true. And if whatever they say is the real truth, then amen. Doctor, be the glory. Amen. But I just can't help how, amen, folks, I don't like to teach. Amen. This is teaching for you right here. Listen, I say he's teaching right now. So the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. How like that? Put a step right there. Okay? It's very important. Jesus tells his disciples, okay, let us pass over unto the other side. That's the word. Thank you, Sister Mark. I thought I was teaching a little bit. That's the word. If Jesus has said it, then you might as well take it to the bank. Even if you don't take it to the bank, it's a sure word. Whatever he said. Amen. God is not man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he has to repent. Everything he said, he's going to do it. So, the same day, watch this, when the evil was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Look at the name and say, God gave us a promise. And the promise is, he's going to make it to the other side. Okay? Now, it's very important. Sister Burns, God bless you. It's very important that y'all remember that part. That Jesus, Sister Asia, tells them, let's get together and go to the other side. Yes, amen. Y'all see that, right? Now, let's see. Sometimes God will tell us stuff, but he may not fully give us all the instructions. But that's really not important. As long as he's giving you a final destination. See, as long as he spoke a word to you, okay, and the word was, let's go to the other side. Okay, unfortunately, Jesus did not take time to warn the disciples. Before I get that word, let's walk through it. They got but six verses. And when they had sent away the multitude, this is verse 36. They took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Okay, let's understand. It wasn't just Jesus and the disciples, his disciples. There were others. Okay, there were others in little ships. There were other little boats with them going to the other side. So he makes this word. He says it. Okay, and when he speaks it, he's not just, as we see in the text, we're going to see that he's not just talking about the disciples on his ship, but everybody that's with him. He says, let us go to the other side. Okay? Sometimes it's who you're hanging with. Amen. Just talk to y'all. Oh, God, I just preached that last Thursday night about hanging out. Sometimes your safety and your comfort, amen, and your blessing is tied into who you're hanging out with. Okay? Amen. You want to learn how to, amen, manage money and spend money and how to be planning it. You want to do that? You want to learn that type of stuff? You need to surround yourself with folks that's already knowing how to do that. You got a 400 credit score? You need to find somebody that's got at least a 600 or 700. Amen. You got a 600? Find somebody that's got a 700. You got a 700? Find somebody that's got 800. You got 800 pounds of my faith to have to make 50. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. So you got to surround yourself. Amen. Folks that you know going in the right direction. Okay? The folks you know that are achieving great things, don't be afraid to surround themselves, yourself with them. I don't want to go nowhere with nobody that ain't going nowhere. I said, I don't want to go nowhere with nobody that ain't going nowhere. Okay? And through this pandemic, amen, go on Facebook anyway, or on Facebook Live and YouTube and Twitter. Sit yourself down and get your podium, get your microphone if you think you need one, and preach. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. You don't have to wait till Sunday morning, amen, at Prairie Tabernacle pulpit or anybody else pulpit. Amen. Sit yourself down and stand yourself up and preach. Amen. I'm talking to several pastors where they have to make some changes, but amen, their ministry has flown, they have to adapt. Instead of just closing up and not doing this, we've got Zoom Bible study. We go on the street. You ain't never, God ain't never told you the only place you can preach is in a pulpit or preach is in a pulpit. Jesus here, as he was dealing with the multitude, he was teaching and preaching on the boat. He didn't have no pulpit right now. Lord, help me here. Lord, before I get too far out there. Amen. You don't have to sit around and, amen, wait on somebody to give you an opportunity to preach. Amen. If you call to preach, preach. If you call to evangelize, evangelize. The harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few. You can always preach. Amen. Do like some of these other preachers do. The way we do when I was growing up, we would be out on the street having street needs, having, amen, praying for something, preaching. Amen. Go to some of these convalescent homes. They probably never been down there. Amen. When I was growing up, we went to convalescent homes and preached. Amen. Y'all don't like me tonight. You got to sit around and wait on, amen. Let me say it. You ain't got to wait on prayer time and after the prayer to open up for you to preach. Amen. Grab your Bible and open up your mouth. That's all you need. Open up your mouth, open up your eyes, and preach. And preach. Well, you don't never get another chance. Amen. You'll have it out too. But I'll never get another chance to preach in nobody's pulpit. I'll make my own pulpit and preach the gospel. When Jesus sent the 72 disciples, when he sent them out, they didn't have no pulpit. Amen. They went house to house, and those that were here were never men. They were preaching the gospel. We got a bunch of ladies taking the other time. We had to turn them in. My wife had to turn out for a while. Amen. And you out picture here. And we kept on preaching. Amen. They didn't have no audience. Thank God that God blessed us with gifted children. Amen. We got gifted children that can play the music and do everything. Amen. But we had to make some adjustments. But we was, amen, determined to keep preaching. Some Sunday, and you don't need no organ, you don't need no, amen. Somebody said, but Pastor, you say that, you got to somebody to play the keyboard to play organ. That was several Sundays. My son had a baseball game. Right. Both of them had a baseball game. That was several Sundays, and it was just me and Sugar. I'm playing the drums. Amen. I preach just as hard without an organ, without the keyboard, as I preach with it. Look at somebody say, just preach. Amen. All right. Amen. I might just hold up for Sunday morning when I get back in pastoral mode. See, this is family night, but Sunday morning at Praise Tabernacle, I have to go back into pastoral mode. Amen. Stop making excuses. Amen. I can do a part five, part six. I'm the pastor. Amen. It might take you a year to get to part five. Might take you a year ahead. Amen. But if you can preach, you can do all of it in one night. Praise the Lord. And trust God that he'll open up doors for you. Trust God that, amen, somebody, even if it's just one person, will tune in. We don't never know who's going to tune in. But we are here preaching and teaching, amen, and we're crying out and spare not. And we trust God that whoever needs to hear, whoever he has, he touched to tune in, will tune in. Lord, help me tonight. I got to hold that. I might talk a little bit more about that Sunday morning. That sounds more pastoral. And there was a great storm. Well, let's go back to 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him what? Other little ships. Okay, look at 37. And there was a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Trouble has came. Sometimes in your life, troubles don't come. You keep living, trouble and don't show up. What can be trouble? Amen. Trouble comes in all different shapes and forms. Marital trouble. Parental trouble.
Amen. But one thing about trouble, it comes, but trouble won't last always.
Yeah. Lord, help me tonight. I got to get through here. Amen. If there was a great storm of wind, nobody ever said, even when you are praying, amen. All who told you that things gonna be better. Amen. He that will endure, amen, will come to Christ, more endure. Okay? You got to go through some things. Amen. You got to be able to be crucified with him. You can't worry about folks talking about you. You can't worry about folks lying on you so much. Amen. People don't do that. Sometimes you got haters, amen, that are sitting right next to you. Sometimes you got haters that are going right to dinner with you. And they'll pay for your dinner. Amen. But you understand that he prepares a table in front of you in the presence of your enemies. Amen. And what time for who can hate on what we're doing now? We got to amen. You can do the same thing. Just open up your mouth and preach. Amen. Amen. You ain't got to discredit me. You ain't got to put my light out, but your light is shining. I can't hear nobody in here. Amen. As we say, the harvest is plentiful, but laborers are few. Preach the gospel. Amen. Jesus never told you you had to have a pulpit to do it. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. If there was a great storm of wind and the waves beat into the ship, I got to close this thing. So it was now full of water everywhere. They're in trouble. They're struggling. These are men that knew the sea, the lake, the Sea of Galilee. They fished on it. They knew it. But this was a different storm. This was something, amen, that they were not used to. They were not accustomed to this. And it's been like all over. And I just want you to know, Jesus won't always, amen, take the storm or keep the storm from coming, but he will get in the storm with you.
Check the monitor.
Amen. He will get in the storm with you. He'll be, as a matter of fact, he's always there. Amen. I don't care where you go. If your child is here, he's always there. And it may seem like, amen, that the cares of this life, it may seem like the devil is going to win, amen, but the devil, he may have won some battles, but he won't win the war. Yes, God gives the devil permission sometimes to afflict, to attack us, but nothing takes God by surprise. And the devil can't do no more than what God allows. So if God allows it, that means you can handle it. Look at somebody and say, I can handle this. Oh, come on, find another neighbor and say, neighbor, I can handle this. I can handle this. I can handle the storm. I can handle the rain. I can handle the wind. Lord, I got to get through here. Look at 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, in the stern area, asleep on a pillow. Look at Jesus just asleep. Sleeping on a pillow, just resting. And they awake him and say to him, Master, cares thou not that we perish? Have you ever had that point in your life where you had to say, Master, Jesus, do you care about what I'm going through? Do you care about my struggle? Do you care about my sickness? When I think I'm getting well, I get sick again. Do you care about me? And I ask him, he cares. Amen. He's still there. He's still on board. He has not jumped ship. Look at somebody say, Jesus ain't jumped ship. He's still on board. Lord, I'm being evangelistic tonight. Amen. He ain't never jumped ship. Matter of fact, while you trying to figure it out about him, he's already worked it out. Let me say that again. I said, why are you trying to figure it out? Why are you tossing and turning and, amen, sweating and, amen, pressured and, amen, you're blowing up? Why are you struggling and straining? Jesus is down resting on a pillow. And if we really had good sense, we just go sleep right next to it. I got the clothes. Yeah. And when he was in the hidden part of the ship, I'm going to travel to East Flat. In a second, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, care thou not? Do you care about us that we perish? And he arose them through and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still, and the wind ceased.
And there was a great call. Jesus had the power not only to abide, in your storm, but let's not forget he had the power to dictate to your storm. He has the power, to make your storm cease. He got the power. Let me, somebody say, God got the power. So I'll do it, y'all. God bless you tonight, but he arose and rebuked my wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. God bless you, sister, to make some power.
Right there. Jesus.
report to them complaining. Jesus. He'll never do it. But now was the first time they see that Jesus had power over the wind, power over the waves, power over the water. And I came to tell you, don't worry about your situation.
Oh!
the NIV to see what they gotta say. Every now and then I'll go through the international version of the Bible to see what they gotta say. But most of the time I go through, most of the time I use the plain Bible my mama used.
This man can heal. This man can deliver.
Don't worry about me. Rest assured, I met this man. Rest assured, I know this man. I know a lot of great men, but most of all, I'm grateful that I know this man. God bless you tonight. Listen, we got a few things. I got a couple of announcements. We want to raise our third tonight offering. If you've been blessed by this ministry on tonight, we pray that you be a blessing financially, as the Lord lays it on your heart. If he don't lay it on your heart, then don't you do it. Don't you do it. But if he does lay it on your heart, to be a blessing on tonight. We're going to give you the opportunity. We have two ways in which you can give. First way is our Cash App. And Shane, if you're still on, can you put that information out? So to Kenya, y'all put that information out. I really can't see anyone right now. But our Cash App is $OZ264. Once again, the dollar, the Cash App, don't worry about it. Hey, man, I can't see nobody. $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. $OZ. And the number is 264. If the Lord lays it on your heart, I see myself smoke and steam, because that's how hard I've been preaching. So, did you see that? All right. Amen. House not on fire. I am. So, once again, the Lord lays it on your heart. You've been blessed by this word. You've been encouraged on tonight. And you want to play a part. We solicit your prayers anyway, but you would like to be a blessing financially on tonight. No gift is too small. We ask that you would do that now. Once again, Cash App is $OZ264. There may be several of you out there that would like to give. You have a debit or credit card or PayPal or Zelle, or you need the mailing address. The number to call, if you would like to use a debit or credit card, just call it and tell them this is for Brother Omar and his family. The number is 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-6056. And may the Lord bless you real good. Once again, we appreciate you tuning in and being a part of our family night every Thursday night right here, where we believe that ministry starts at home. Stop striving to be great to everyone else. And strive to be a great husband to your wife. Strive to be a great wife to your husband. Strive to be great parents to your children. And children, strive to be great children, great kids towards your family, towards your parents. And I guarantee you, if you strive to be great at home, greatness will follow you. Hallelujah! Wherever you go. Remember, whatever you smell like when you leave home, that's what you're going to smell like when you get to wherever you're going. Right. Now, that home is where you will shower and wash up and take care of your stuff. So I want to encourage every bishop, every pastor, every elder, don't look for no excuse on why you can't. Find a reason to do it. Find your Facebook. Get on Facebook. Get on YouTube. Start preaching. Go to the corner. Start preaching. And don't have your mindset on having to be in a pulpit to preach. You see, I've done this. Me and my wife right here in our home. You can do the same thing. Listen, just a couple of announcements. Amen. We're going to, over the next few weeks, I'm asking, amen. We got some different things going on that are coming up with Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries. We got some T-shirts that we're working on. God has teamed us up with another T-shirt manufacturer. Amen. We got some T-shirts that we're going to be working on. We also are looking to, in the near future, weekly inspirational messages, text messages that will be entitled Vitamin B. vitamin B. That's Bible. Vitamin B. We're going to be looking into doing inspirational messages through text messages. Amen. That's going to be entitled Vitamin B. This is some things that the Lord laid on my heart. And we're also looking to, in the near future, start our weekly prayer, live prayer, our kickoff prayer. Amen. This is going to be in the morning. Okay. We're going to get a day throughout the week, and it's going to be entitled Kickoff Prayer. So it's probably, no doubt, going to be Monday morning. Okay. Monday morning. I'm probably going to be looking to start this either March or April. But we're going to kick off our week with morning prayer. Amen. It's probably be around 5:15 or so in the morning. We're going to go for 15 to 30 minutes. We're going to do Facebook Live. Amen. I don't know if Ella Oliver will be able to do the chaos that early. Amen. But we're trying to do some different things. God has given us a platform, and we want to make foolproof of our ministry. I don't even have to go out of my house to do this. I'm right here. Amen. And I'm asking for 25 people to partner in with us. 25 partners. We've got some things that we want to do. Amen. Some things we want to do to make this platform better. Amen. And bigger. And I'm asking 25 people that say, Brother Omar, I believe in what you're doing with your family. I believe in family. We need to see more families in ministry. And I appreciate what you're doing. And I want to partner up with Bishop Omar's family ministries. And I believe in the direction that you're going. And I want to challenge my family to do the same thing. You don't have to do it just like my family does. That may not be what God gives you, but there is something for your family to do. Amen. So I'm asking 25 people that can, over the next month or so, we're going to be talking, and I'm not going to be talking about this at Praise Tabernacle. That's different. But every Thursday night, we're going to be mentioning this. Amen. 25 people that can sow $25. 25 people that can sow $25 on a monthly basis. That's $6 or $7 a week. Say I'm partnering in with what's going on. And you may want to do it, and you may can't do $25. You might can do $10, but you want to be a partner. You can count me in for $10 a month. $5 a month. You can count me in. And if the Lord impresses on your spirit, as I stated, we got our inspirational vitamin B that's going to be starting. Amen. That'll be a once a week message that we'll send out with the scripture, whatever the Lord gives me to share around that scripture, encouraging the partners. Amen. On a weekly basis. Also, a Monday morning kickoff prayer, kicking off the beginning of the week. We're going to kick it off with early morning prayer. These are some of the things that the Lord made on my heart. And I just want to know, amen, if I can get 25 people that will say, I'm teaming up with Bishop Omar Zachary and family ministries. Amen. Somebody, you might can do $30 a month. If you can do that, fine. Amen. We don't want to leave no one out. We just want to see you to be committed. Amen. And supporting this ministry. As we talk about this and we go throughout the next month, going into March and April, we're believing for at least 25. And if you're able to do it and you want to team up, I want you to text this number. Text your name and your number. Amen. So that we can respond back to you. Text 678-790-7037. Once again, text. You don't have to call. Text 678 790-7037. Your name. Now, I'll automatically see your number. And remember that I would like to partner. I would like to partner. And we're going to make a call back to you. Amen. We're going to make a call back to you to solidify everything. So, there's anyone out there. I don't know how many is on tonight, but we're going to be announcing this for the next month. We'll just keep announcing it. Amen. We believe in God for at least 25 that are partnering with us. Amen. And the partners, when we come out with the t-shirts are already included. Amen. In what you're already, how you're already sponsoring and supporting the ministry. Amen. So we're going to be doing that. Me and my wife, this Sunday, we're going to, amen, our first round of t-shirts, we already got some that's been, amen, purchased. So we're going to have those on Sunday morning. Amen. So again, we're going to, you know, keep announcing that. We just thank y'all so much. Thank you so much. I know I held y'all a little longer than usual, but we appreciate you. We, amen. We need heaven. And I really believe ministry starts at home. Amen. Be great. When I was growing up, there was a commercial, a cereal commercial, Frosted Flakes. And Tony the Tiger would say, "You're great. Man, let your wife say that. He's a tiger. He's great." Okay? Wife, let your husband say, "She's great." Let your children today say, "He's a great father. She's a great mother." Amen. Thank you so much. I held you a little over tonight. We appreciate you being a part of our service on tonight. May God bless you. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We appreciate you. On tonight. Thank you for allowing us to preach and teach from the subject, this man. We thank you that even on Sunday morning when we come back together at our physical church, Praise Tabernacle Church, we pray that you will meet us there, be us there. We're going to bring you with us. We know you're going to be there. Where we'll be preaching from the subject of fatal attraction. Sunday morning, preaching from this subject, a single attraction. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. Everyone that's tuned in on tonight, everyone that's thinking about being a partner of Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministry, God, we pray that you would touch their hearts and minds. And we pray that as you lead us in this new direction, as we continue expand and get out of the box, we've been in this box for years, and through the pandemic, you allowed us to step out of the box. And we trust you. We trust you with what you are giving us. We trust you with the direction that you are leading us, that you're leading me and my family. And I pray that every other household will take up the torch for their family. Every man, take up the torch for his family. Where there's no man, there's a woman that she would take up the torch. And where there's a husband and wife, they would take up the torch together and lead the family. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name. As we leave this place for love and your presence, we pray that you be magnified. Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20 says, "Let the day be therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen. God bless you, Sister Omi. Be glad to have you a part of our service tonight. Y'all have a good night.
That was that. Where you find it at? You can play now. Yeah.